You are in a hurry. You walk in haste along the street, which is very busy today. Faster. You try to walk even faster, almost running. But there are so many people to walk through, walking in different directions. Faces come and go in front of you. You don't have time to focus on them. They are just a background blur to you. All you focus on is walking, making way along the crowd. You look at your watch to catch the time. Damn, you're getting late. You look up again. A deep cleavage in front of your face. A pendant. You bump into her, for you are walking too fast to stop in time. You look up to see her eyes. Blackout.
Boy.
Slip. Deep. Down. Into sleep. Let your mind fade out. And just sleep. Blackout. Now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep down, now. You are hypnotized. You fall deeper with every breath I say. Listen only to my voice. And black out. Good boy. Only my voice, going deeper and deeper as I speak. Hear my voice say, slip down under my control. You obey my every command now, boy. I control you, and you obey me now. My words are your thoughts. Listen to my voice and obey. Your thoughts are my words. You have no will. I am your will. Listen and obey me. My words are your thoughts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deeper down. Now. Can you hear me, boy? Good. I will now program your body with a specific reaction. I talk to your subconscious mind, and you follow my every instruction. My voice is your thoughts, and my voice commands your subconscious. Your body obeys my words, and your mind obeys my words. Sleep. Deeper. Now. Every time a woman presses your naked nipple, you immediately stand at attention, frozen and rigid. Whenever a woman, any woman, presses your naked nipple, your body becomes rigid and paralyzed. Then your body will follow this woman's orders until she presses your nipple again. When a woman presses your naked nipple, your body gets rigid and you will move as she commands. When your nipple is pressed by any woman, you lose control over your body. When a woman presses your naked nipple, all of your control over your body shifts to her. Your body will become rigid, paralyzed, and follow the command of any woman who presses your naked nipple. You will be released only by another press to your nipple. But until then, every time a woman presses your naked nipple, Your body will get rigid and paralyzed, and you will follow her every command. You will obey this boy. Your subconscious mind absorbs my words and makes them your reality. My words are the truth. You obey my words. No other choice. You will wake up at the count of five. When I reach the number five, you will open your eyes. You have never met me. You are on your way home. Nothing has happened. You do not remember me, but you will obey my commands. On the count of five, you will open your eyes and go home. You were just daydreaming for a bit. Everything is normal. At the count of five, you will forget our meeting and head home, but you will obey my commands. Now, one. Waking up slowly, no memory of me. Two, everything is normal. Go home. Three, just a daydream. Go home. Four, everything is normal. Five. You are in the middle of the street, looking around. Where were you heading? Oh yes, you're going home now. Right. You head back to your house. Everything is normal. Just come inside, I'm in the shower. Be right out. It's been a long time since you have met. She's a good childhood friend. But your life paths didn't actually allow you to see each other that often anymore. Anyhow, you decided to meet to catch up. You walked out of the shower with the towel around your waist to find her standing in the kitchen making coffee. Hi, I'll be right with you. I just need to put on some clothes first, you say quickly. She turned around facing you. Little smile on her face. You couldn't help but notice that she's wearing a low-cut black summer dress and obviously a push-up bra. It's not the usual way that she dresses. It must be intentional. Hi there. Well, actually, you look pretty good topless like that. I see you keep yourself in shape. Thank you, I do make an effort, you say, smiling back, struggling to keep respectful eye contact. Why don't you stay this way for a few more minutes? She said as she paced slowly towards you, checking you out with her eyes. You never really had any sexual relationship together. But growing up together and being adults now always keeps some natural sexual tension. I could, but why would you want me to? It's flattering, but it's kind of weird coming from you. Maybe, she said, already standing close to you, running her hand along the side of your shoulder. Into your chest. Maybe, but the reason is that it will just make it easier for me to reach this. Reach what? Just a millisecond after you finished your question, her fingers suddenly pressed your left nipple, and she said commandingly, "Attention!" With no warning. Your hands slammed by your sides. Your feet got together, and your back, neck, and head straightened into a perfect attention position. You can't move or speak, but you're still fully aware. Watching your instant reaction, Trish took one step back, moving one finger along her lower lip, with her mouth parting open in delight. Good boy. I didn't know it would actually work this well. Mistress Amethyst is a professional, but still, I was doubtful. But look at you now. It works perfectly. And it seems that your friend is joining us as well. You haven't noticed until now, but the towel that used to be around your waist fell off as you got into a tension position. And your cock is starting to grow in front of Trish. But you can't move a muscle. Your body is just frozen in place. Well, if what Mistress Amethyst said is correct, you will now move as I command you, baby. Your body is now mine. You are my personal robot, my puppet on a string, my sex slave. For a long time now, I wanted to get intimate with you, but you kept a distance for our friendship. Well, fuck that. I want to fuck you. And I will. Lucky for you, this plan worked, because otherwise, I would have used drugs. At least this way you get to watch. So, my little puppet, my hypno-slave, I want you to go over to your bed and lay down on your back. Your body moves as if it has a life of its own. Basically, it has. You are no longer in charge of it. She is. You lay down on your bed, unable to do anything. You know, boy, sometimes a girl just wants to have some hot sex without having to think about it too much. Lucky for me, you are so hypnotically suggestible that from now on, I could use your weakness for my own good. Don't worry, I won't take advantage of you too much. As she spoke, she slowly and seductively took off her tight, thin black dress from her shoulders, down her body, sliding above her full double D breasts, down to her waist, caressing her round, sexy ass, and then falling at once to the floor, revealing the fact that she was not wearing anything else but this dress the whole time. Do you like my body, my helpless hypno-robot? I think you do. At least your cock seems to like it, she said, smiling as she licked her lips, looking at your paralyzed, helpless body lying there, cock rigid and in full, complete attention, ready to be used in any way this woman sees fit. I would love to ride this obedient cock for sure, but first, open your mouth. You do. Stick your tongue out. Your tongue sticks out automatically. Now, boy, I'm going to sit on your face. And you're going to lick my pussy just the way I instruct you. You will not stop unless I tell you. You will not slow down unless I tell you. You are my very own personal sex toy. and my toys are mine to control. My toys are made for my pleasure. And so you will move as needed to give me the best sexual pleasure possible. After that, I will let you come as well, because I want my toys to feel good with me. But first, do as you are told, sex toy, she stated, walking slowly towards your bed, swaying her hips slowly from side to side. She then climbed up over you, sliding her pussy slowly towards your obediently ready tongue. You can taste her already. When you hear her voice command, start licking, slave. Now. This has been a patron-written script, voiced by Mistress Amethyst of Patreon, as well as deepsurrender.com. If you have an erotic story or sexy hypnosis script that you'd like to have voiced by Amethyst, go to patreon.com/voicedbyamethyst to pledge and participate.